This message, and from that time, was delivered by Brother William Marion Branham on New Year's Eve, Thursday evening, December 31, 1959, at the Branham Tabernacle in Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA. Iti afata aria tamni uftoni uti, dia nuturinda la William Marion Branham tamni akatkuntona vovovni ala kamisi arriva raikam telpul Desambra 7-57 arrivo tawam Branham Tabernacle au Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA.
Sure, good to be back and hear the brother pastor give the testimony of the grace of God with his little girl. That's just like the Lord Jesus to do things like that.
Amen. Blessed be.
Certainly is.
Azo antoka fa tsara ny tafaverina sy mandrendra lahy pastera na nomeny fijoroana vavolombelon'ny fahasoavan'Andriamanitra ny amin'ny zanany vavikely. Zany dia tahaka ny tompo Jesosy fotsiny manao zavatra tahaka an'izany. Zany tokoa no izy.
Now we are very happy tonight to have with us one of our guests here at the, as we call it, the prayer service on New Year's night, a good friend of mine, Brother Ernie Fandler. One of the converts to the Lord Jesus Christ, a trophy of grace.
Anketin de tena falsik zo arrive zon manana miaraka amintsika ny anakiray amin'ireo vahintsika eto amin'ny araka ny etsotsika azy ny fotombavaka amin'ny alin'ny taona vaovao saka izako tsara rahalahy Ernie Fandler ray amin'ireo niova fo an'i Jesosy Kristy tompo amboara ray amin'ny fahasoavana.
Originating his home in Switzerland is where he came from, and I believe a brother with him there, with you living in Shano now, a German by descent, a brother Waters. We're happy to have them with us tonight.
Ntukatan voluan di an Swiss, avianis, arminoa, nrala rai miara kamniani, zaimpetakani, shawano anketini, almandra yarapiafin, nrala Waters, farsi kiamana nazre miara kam tiksu arrivzo.
Then we have also with us tonight a precious brother of the faith, South Africa, Brother David Duplessis. We're happy to have him with us too. And
avio sika de manana ihany koa miaraka amintsika zao arivo zao ny rahalahy ny finoana sarobidy ray Afrika Atsimo, rahalahy David Duplessis. Faly sika manana azy miaraka amintsika ihany koa ary
where David and I are anticipating or praying and Lord, give us some great work together this coming year into Africa and different parts of the world.
Isika de izasi David de miandrina mivavaka mba anomezan'ny tompo asa lehibe iray miaraka ho anay amin'ity taona ho avy ity any Afrika sy ireo ampahasamihafa an'izao tontolo izao.
Brother David is here now to talk it over and pray over with it between now and Monday to decide just when and where into Africa and different parts of the world to go.
Yetrola David anketin mba iresaka an'izany ary vavaka ho an'izany manomboka izao ka hatramin'ny alatsinainy mba anapa-kevitra hoe rovina marina sy aiza any Afrika ary ireo ampahasamihafa an'izao tontolo izao no andehanana.
Brother David has had a very prominent office with the Pentecostal World Convention and also is well known with many great religious leaders throughout the entire world.
Satira la David de fananana asa ray tena malaza ny araka tamin'ny fivorimbe pentecôtiste manera tany ary fantatra tsara eo amin'ireo mpitarika fivavahana malaza maro manerana an'izao tontolo rehetra izao.
And it's been very influential in persuading and causing as far along as we are now to help bring the body of Jesus Christ together of all denominations of faith, regardless of what they church they have or what they brand they are branded. It's that the church in who Christ died for.
Ary efa tena mahay mitona mihitsy amin'ny fandresen-dahatra sy firesana, tahaka antsika kehitriny mihitsy mba hanampy sy hitondra n'ilay vatan'i Jesosy Kristy miaraka avy amin'ireo anaram-piangonan'ny finoana rehetra. Tsy mampaninina izay izy ireo fiangonana ananan'izy ireo na izay izy ireo marika nanamariana azy ireo lay izy dia io lay fiangonana izay nahafatesan'i Kristy.
And I've often thought of that. Used to help round up the cattle many times out west. We'd go up, Brother David, and set out there where they drove the cattle up through the drift fence up into the mountains to feed them on the, let them graze on the pastures, the of the forest.
Ari nieritreritra an'izany aho mazana, nanampy tamin'ny famorinan'ireo biby fiompy aho fa iny matetika tany andrefana. Niaraka tany ambony tany izay rahalahy David ary nipetraka teo amin'izay nampidiran'izy ireo ny biby fiompy tao amin'ny fefinatsangana, tany amin'ireo tendrombohitra mba hamana azy ireo tao amin'ilay amela azy ireo irokahatra teo amin'ireo ahi maitso, ilay an'ilay ala.
The meadows was growing in the bottom, wild meadows, and then they cut the meadows and feed the cattle out through the winter time when there's too blizzard up in the mountains.
Nandritra izany dia nitombo ireo ahitrala teny ambany ireo ahitrala di. Avy eo dia jinjainy ireo ahitrala ary amanana an'ilay biby fiompy mandritry ny fotoany ririnina rehefa tena tratra ny tafiotra ny oram-panala ary izy ireo any an-tendrombohitra.
He used to sit there on the saddle and watch the ranger bringing those cattle through, and each ranch in the bottom that could raise a ton of hay, if they could raise 50 ton of hay, that meant they could put 50 cattle. If they could raise 1,000 ton of hay, 1,000 head of cattle could go through.
Ary nipetraka teo ambony lasely aho fa iny ka nandinika an'ireo mpiandry ala mampiditra an'ireo biby fiompy ireo. Ary ny toeram-piompiana tsirairay teny ambany izay afaka namokatra mololo ray taonina. Raha afaka namokatra mololo 50 taonina izy ireo izany dia midika fa afaka mametraka biby fiompy 50 izy ireo. Raha afaka mamokatra mololo 1,000 taonina izy ireo dia biby fiompy 1,000 lo no afaka miditra ao.
Each man carrying a brand on his cows. They watched the brands, of course, the different ranches, so they wouldn't get them mixed up.
Nilela tsirairay de mametaka marika ray eo amin'ny ombivaviny. Mandinika an'ireo marika izy ireo mazava ho azy ireo toeram-piompiana samihafa mba tsy hampifangaroana azy ireo.
And then when the ranger, he wasn't so interested in what kind of brands is going through, because there's all kinds of brands, but there's one thing that he really had to check. That was a blood tag. They had to be registered Hereford or they couldn't get through the gate. They would turn them back. See?
Ary amin'izay fotoana izay rehefa ny ilay mpiandry ala tsy liana loatra amin'izay karazana marika hiditra izy satria nisy ny karazana marika rehetra teo. Fa nisy zavatra tokana izay tena tsy maintsy no hamarininy mihitsy. Izany dia ilay etiketiny raha. Tsy maintsy voasoratra hoe Hereford. Raha tsy izany dia tsy afaka niditra teo amin'ilay vavady izy ireo. Averina izy ireo. Hitanareo?
And I think that's the way it'll be at the judgment. It'll not be what kind of brand we're wearing, but if the blood tag's there, that's the thing that'll count, the blood tag.
Ary heverika fa ho tahaka an'izany amin'ny fitsarana. Izany dia tsy hoe markinina no hetintsika fa hoe raha eo ilay etiketin-dra. Izany ilay zavatra izay ikonty, ilay etiketin-dra.
And I'm very happy to have Brother David with us, and I see Brother Estel Beeler was here just a moment ago. I seen him raise up back there from somewhere. And other ministers who were wanting to hear from tonight. And then, and I guess Brother Ruddle and them will be coming in because they're going to stay till midnight.
Ary tena faly any mananandrala David miaraka amintsika. Ary hitako fa teto rahalahy Estel Beeler vo tsy ela akory izay. Nahita azy nitsangana tery aoriana tery tany ho any. Ary ireo mpitory teny hafa izay tiantsika hoenoana izao arivo izao. Ary avy eo dia ataoko fa ho avy rahalahyrolona sy izy ireo satria hijanona hatramin'ny sasakalina izy ireo.
However, Brother David can't stay till midnight. He's a very wanted man everywhere, and as soon as Brother Rogers heard that he was over here, while he's going to send and have him over there at 10. So that means he'll be leaving here pretty short to get way out there in South Louisville.
Na izany aza rahalahy David dia tsy afaka hijanona hatramin'ny sasakalina. Lehilahy tena ilaina izy hatraizatraiza. Ary vantany vonandre rahalahy Rogers fa teto izy nahoana dia naniraka izy ary akazo ho any amin'ny folo. Koa izany dia midika fa hiala eto izy tsy ho ela mihitsy mba handeha ho an'ny Louisville atsimo.
And I thought it would be nice if it would be all right with Brother David if we'd have him to come up and speak what's on his heart. Preach for us. Do whatever the Lord lays. We'd all like to hear Brother David Duplessis from South Africa.
Ary ny efitra fa ho tsara raha eto tsara amin'ny David zany. Raha anao azy hiakatrisika ka hiresaka an'izay eo ampony, hitory teny ho antsika, anao izay rehetra apetraky ny tompo. Ho tiantsika rehetra ny hiaino an'ny David Duplessis avy any Afrika Atsimo.
Let me say this, that when I was in over in Africa and my great campaign the Lord gave us over there, His brother was my interpreter. Brother Justice, I believe his name is. Brother Justice.
Mamela ilazanti, fare fatania, tania frik, tao amin'ny asa pitoriko lehibe izay nomeny tompo anay tany dia nirahalahy ny mpandika teniko rahalahy Justice. Mino aho fa ny anarany dia rahalahy Justice.
And a real fine family of people are these Duplessis brothers. I think is, I guess they're all ministers as far as I know, and maybe father too. That was a minister. And they're from a fine family of people, and Brother David packs a great name amongst all the churches and denominations around the world.
Ary fianakavin'olona tena mahafinatra ireo Duplessis rahalahy ireo. Everiko fa misy ataoko fampitory teny izy rehetra araka ny fantatro, ary angamba ny rainy ihany koa dia fampitory teny. Ary avy amin'ny fianakavian'olona mahafinaritra izy ireo. Ary rahalahy David dia mitondra anarana malaza ray eo anivon'ireo fiangonana sy anaram-piangonana rehetra manerana an'izao tontolo izao.
And Brother David, I'd like for you to come up now and speak for us, or whatever God's put on your heart to say, come right up. And I'm very happy to introduce to my church tonight.
Ary rahalahy David, tiko anao hiakatra ketriny ka iresaka ho anay. Ninninona napetraka Andriamanitra olazainao omponao? Me karaha vetrany ary tena faly ary mampafantatra amin'ny fiangonako izao arivo izao.
This is Brother Armand Neville, our pastor. And to the church, this is one of my precious friends and fellow warriors in the service of God, Brother David Duplessis of South Africa. God bless you. Amen.
Ity no rahalahy Armand Neville, ny pasteranay. Ary ho an'ny fiangonana dia ity no iray amin'ireo sakaizako sarobidy sy lehilahy mpiady eo amin'ny asan'Andriamanitra rahalahy David Duplessis avy any Afrika Atsimo. Andriamanitra hitahanao rahalahy David.
Talk. Amen. We all did. Brother David, hurry right back and be with us again. That's very fine. We're sure happy. Brother David said some things there. I just wished I'd had my pen. I could have jotted them down. But I'll always remember grandsons. The grandchildren.
Muresaka, amen. Nanao sikaret, rala David. Mvere nangyadar miram na indray tena mafnatsa zany. Azwantuka fa falzai. Laza zavatra sasatsasa ny rahalahy David teo, na niry fotsiny any anana ny mpiainoko mba nahafahako nandray noty azy ireny, fa ho tsaroko foana le hoe zafikely lahy, reo zafikely.
Well, we sure appreciate the visit of our brother, and he is was the connected with the World Conference of Pentecostal Believers, and a great man in the line of his work throughout the whole world. And we are fortunate tonight to have Brother David come speak to us on this New Year's night. And you can see what great men think about our Lord.
Amen.
Think about his great servant.
Eny azoantoka fa hankasitra antsika amin'ny famangindra lahantsika. Ary izy de efa ny nifandray tamin'ny konferansa maneratany an'ireo mpino pantekotista. Ary lehilahy malaza ray eo amin'ny laharana asany manerana an'izao tontolo rehetra izao. Ary tena fandrisika izao arivo izao no manana ny rahalahy David tonga miresaka amintsika amin'ity alin'ny taona vaovao ity. Ary afaka mahitinareo hoe inona no heverin'ireo lehilahy malaza mikasika ny tompontsika, everiny mikasika ny mpanompony lehibe.
Now, I believe that tomorrow, being New Year's, it's just a few hours now, and I had to leave early in the morning, so I thought I'd just speak a little bit, if it's all right to Brother Neville.
Amen.
Brother Beeler and the other ministers here.
Ankehitriny de mino aho fa rampitso satria taona vaovao ora vitsy fotsiny izany ankehitriny. Ary tsy maintsy hiainga lobe any maraina noho izany dia nihevitra fa iresaka kely fotsiny a raha mety tsara amin'ny rahalahy Neville izany. Rahalahy Beeler sy ireo mpitory teny hafa eto.
Won't take much of the time, and I think if we'd say amen and go home, it'd be a wonderful message, and we could be thankful to the Lord for what that we have here tonight.
Tsy aka fotoana betsaka ary heveriko fa raha ilaza sika hoe amen dia andeha ody dia ho afatra mahafinahitra ray izany ary afaka ankasitraka ny tompo sika ny amin'izay ananantsika eto izao arivo izao.
This being New Year's night, we just entertain each other by the kingdom of God preaching until it comes the new year.
Ary ankehitriny fahity dia alin'ny taona vaovao. Dia hifampikarakara fotsiny sika amin'ny fanjakan'Andriamanitra hitory teny mandra-pahatonga ny taona vaovao.
And I've got to get up in the morning real early, way before day. And I'm not as young as David. maybe I don't feel as young as he does. Of course, David's a little bit older than I am. I think he's 7 or 8 years older, maybe 10. But he's certainly a fireball for God, traveling 50,000 miles this year for the kingdom of God.
Ary manana ny foany maraina tena lobe talohan'ny andro ary tsy tanora tahaka ny Davida. Angamba tsy mahatsapa ho tanora noho izy a. Izy de mazava ho azy. Davida de kely antitra kely kokoa noho za. Everiko fa mihoatra 7 na 8 taona izy angamba 10. Fa tena vongana firay ho an'Andriamanitra tokoa izy na vita dia 5 any lamay tamin'ity taona ity ho an'ny fanjakan'Andriamanitra.
On his road now over to preach at Brother Rogers, and tomorrow to be with somewhere else, and back here again Monday, and I've got to meet with him to make arrangements for a worldwide tour coming now.
Eo amin'ny lalany andeha hitoriteny any amin'ny rahalahy Rogers ankehitriny ary raha mpitso dia hiaraka amin'ny anankiray any akafa any hoany ka hiveriny eto indray amin'ny alatsinainy ary tsy maintsy mihona aminy ambanao an'ireo fandaminana ho any di eran'izao tontolo izao izay ho avy ankehitriny.
And we're to be in Africa, I understood, this afternoon in March, this coming March. I'm to meet Clayton Sonmore from the Full Gospel Christian Businessman this week, or this coming week, first part of it, and make arrangements for Jamaica, Haiti.
Ary tokony ho any Afrika izay raha azoko tamin'ity tolakandro ity amin'ny Mars, ity Mars ho avy ity. Tokony ihaona amin'ny Clayton Sonmore avy any amin'ny Full Gospel Christian Businessman amin'ity herinandro ity na io herinandro ho avy io. Ny tapany voalohany ka hanao an'ireo fandaminana ho an'ny Jamaika Haiti.
I go next week into Kentucky or down into Georgia, have them meetings there, come right back and come down to Kentucky and night here and night there catching these churches.
Andeha ho any Kentucky ny herinandro manaraka na akany Georgia, anao an'ireo fivoriana any, iverina avy hatrany ary hidina ny Kentucky, ariva ray eto ary ariva ray any hitsidika an'ireo fiangonan'ireo.
And come right straight back home from there and go to Atlantic City for begin at the 27th through the 30th and lay there the morning of the 1st and begin in Kingston, Jamaica at the racetrack that night for a 10-day meeting there, and from there on in then to the Haiti's and wherever, we don't know where to go from there, just as the Lord will lead us.
Ary verina vetrany any trano avy any ary andeha ho any Atlantic City mba anomboka ny 7:30 hatramin'ny 8:30 ary iala any maraina ny voalohany ary anomboka ny any Kingston, Jamaica ao amin'ilay kianja fihazakazahana io arivo io mandritry ny fivoriana 10 andro any ary avy any dia ao Haiti ary na aiza na aiza. Tsy fantatra hoe andeha ho aiza avy any fa izay hitarihan'ny tompo anay fotsiny.
Now all these are in making. See, I haven't said yes. David's here. Clayton's coming. Brother Gordon Lindsay's coming for South America, and the rest of the Christian businessmen for the Latin speaking America, and Brother David's for Switzerland, Germany, on down.
Ankehitriny mbola eo ampanaovan'ireo rehetrareo. Hitanareo tsy mbola nilaza hoe eny. Eto David, wavy Clayton Gordon, wavy rahalahy Gordon Lindsay, hoany Amerika Atsimo ary ny sisa ny Christian businessmen de hoany Amerika amin'ny teny Latina. Ary rahalahy David de hoany Suisse Allemagne manoy.
But we don't know yet. You keep praying. I don't want to go nowhere until God says go. And the best of my knowledge, therefore, if I feel led to go, then when I get off the plane, and no matter the opposition is, I can say, I come in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Fa tsy mbola mahafantatra izay. Manohy izy amin'ny vavaka nareo, tsy te handeha n'aiza n'aiza raha tsy Andriamanitra no milaza hoe mandehana, ary amin'ny tsara indrindra amin'ny fahalalako. Noho izany, raha mahatsapa voatarika andeha amin'izay fotoana izay rehefa midina amin'ny fiaramanidina za ary tsy mampaninona na inona na inona ilay fanoerana dia afaka milaza hoe tonga amin'ny anaran'ny Tompo Jesosy a.
I'm thankful for David, the friendship that we've had together, because the man is a very important man, but he certainly believes this ministry of the Lord. He certainly does. And And our names have been associated together throughout the entire world now, Brother David and I.
Mankasitaka mdevida ni fisaikaizana zainiarana inanana sati lela raitena ilaina lelela. Sang easy de mintku antiasa panpun tumpti. Mintku is ari arnianara nai defaniara niasa nanirana zotulret zawaketin. Zasira la David.
And I'm so glad to have an association with a man like that. But friends, I appreciate that. But the greatest thing that I can think of being associated with is Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
Amen.
That great one.
Artina falian manana fiara miasam lela raitakanzani. Kua risakaiza manka sita kanzani. Fanzavata lebe indinda zi asu kertireta na yara miasa de Jesus Christi la izana kandemant. Layana krai lebe.
Now, Brother Neville and some of them will be speaking in a few moments, but I want to read just a little something out of the scripture now.
Anketini irala Neville sin sasanem nizireo di resaka afaka fotoana fohy fa tiko ny amaky zavatra kely iray fotsiny avao amin'ny soratra ketiny.
It's good, I think, on New Year's night to see different preachers and the way they approach a text and what they say and so forth, and each man having his own way of preaching. You know, God didn't make us all alike. He made us different.
Ary tsara everiko amin'ny alin'ny taona vaovao ny mahita an'ireo mpitory teny samihafa sy ny fomba hanatonan'izy ireo laha teny ray ary izay lazain'izy ireo sy ny sisa. Ary ny lehilahy tsirairay dia manana ny fomba fitoriany manokana. Fantatrareo tsy nanao antsika rehetra hitovy Andriamanitra, nanao antsika ho samihafa izy.
He made us different in our statue. He made the world different. And big mountains, the little mountains, prairies, deserts, big white flowers, blue flowers, and all different kinds. He just makes us different. That's all.
Nanao antsika ho samihafa eo mitsangana antsika izy. Nanao an'izao tontolo izao samihafa izy ireo tendrombohitra goavana, ireo tendrombohitra kely, ireo tanety, ireo tany efitra, ireo voninkazo fotsy goavana, ireo voninkazo mangary, ireo karazana samihafa rehetra. Manao antsika ho samihafa fotsiny izy, izay ihany.
He makes redheads, blackheads, brownheads, whiteheads, fat, slim, tall, all whatever more. See, he just makes us different.
Izy no manao an'ireo volomena sy ireo volomainty, volotany, volofotsy, matavy, mahi, lava. Oh, inona koa? Hitanareo, izy fotsiny manao antsika ho samihafa fotsiny izy.
God is a God of variety. And I kind of like that, don't you? It's just the same thing all the time. I like this.
Andriamanitra dia andriamanitra ny karazana. Ary ohatra ny tiako izany. Ary nareo, saingy ilay zavatra ray foana mihitsy ve? Oadray tiako izany.
So let us turn now in our scriptures over in the book of St. Matthew. St. Matthew's Gospel, beginning with the fourth verse. I want to read read us a text. The Lord helping us. St. Matthew, the fourth chapter.
Noi izany dia ndosika madika ketriny eo amin'ny soratsika ao amin'ny bokin'ny Masinda Matio. Filazantsara ny Masinda Matio manomboka amin'ny ary ny andininy fahefatra. Tiako ny amaky mandritry ny amaky lahateny ray ho antsika raha manampy antsika ny tompo. Masinda Matio ny toko fahefatra.
I believe before we read, let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, it is again with grateful hearts that we approach this new year, and we approach Thee and bring to Thee all of our cares of the past and ask that You'll put them in the seal forgiveness and remember our sins against us no more.
Minua alohan'ny amakitsika de ndosika ivavaka. Rai anendanitra pia. Amin'ny fo mankasitraka indray no anatonanay an'ity taona vaovao ity. Ary manantona anao izay ka mitondra eo aminao an'ireo fiahinay rehetra any lasa, ka mangataka mba hametrahanao azy ireny eo amin'ny ranomasin'ny fanadinoana, ka tsy ho tsarovana aminay intsony ireo fahotanay.
And may not only we check up with our spiritual being, but may we check our fellowship with Thee. And forgive us of all of our sins, and we ask that Your Spirit will deal with us tonight.
Ary engane izay tsy anamarina ny tenanay ara-panahy fotsiny ihany fa ao amin'ny engane izay anamarina ny fiombonanay aminao. Ary mamelahanay amin'ny fahotanay rehetra. ary mangataka izay mba hifanarahany fanahinao aminay izao arivo izao.
If there be any unclean thing about us, Lord, take it as far as the east is from the west. Cast it into the sea of forgetfulness to remember it against us no more, that we might enter into this new year clean, washed by the blood of the Lamb, and be ready.
Ka raha misy zavatra tsy madio mikasika anay, Tompo, de esory lavitra tahaka ny atsinanana amin'ny andrefana izany. Atsipahazo ao amin'ny ranomasin'ny fanadinoana izany mba tsy hotsarovana aminay intsony, mba hahafahanay miditra amin'ny ho taona vaovao io madio voasasany rany zanak'ondry ary ho vonona.
May this 1960 be the greatest year that we've ever served you. Give us exceedingly abundantly.
Engany ity taona 65 sirivo ity ho taona lehibe indrindra izay hany anomponay ianao. Omeo mihoatra izay be dia be.
All these meetings that are in progress, Lord, that we're thinking of with Brother Duplessis and around the world, into the Asia and over into Europe and all around, Lord, let it be your will and your power that'll lead to these things.
Reto fivoriana izay eo ampandrosoana reto, Tompo, izay everinay miaraka amin'ny Ralahy Duplessis sy manerana izao tontolo izao, any Azia sy any Eropa ary nyrehetra nyrehetra manerana. Tompo, aoka ny sitraponao sy ny herinao no hitarika amin'ireo zavatra ireo.
And if we should at any time be stepping off of your divine ordained path, may the Holy Spirit put a block in the way and stop us, Lord, and turn us back to the right place. Grant.
Ary raha sendra miala amin'ny lalanao masina voatendry izahay amin'ny fotoana rehetra, dia enganeny fanahy masina metraka sakana ray eo amin'ny lalana ka hanakana anay, Tompo, ary hamerina anay eo amin'ilay toerana marina. Ekeo izany.
Bless this little church, Lord, about way close to 30 years, I guess, it stood here now as a memorial of the grace of God to a humble people. We pray, Father, that you'll bless Brother Neville, the pastor. Bless all the church.
Ta io ty fiangonana kely ty, Tompo, sanky manakaiky ny 30 taona izao everiko no nitsangana ny teto ankehitriny ho tsangam-bato ray any fahasoavan'Andriamanitra ho an'ny vahoaka ray manetry tena. Mivavaka izay ray mba hitahinao andralany Neville ny pastera. Ta io ny fiangonana rehetra.
Bless the trustees, the deacons, the song leader, the pianist, and all the laity, everyone, the Sunday school teachers, whatever more. Lord, may we be able to grow this year in the grace of God, and may our membership grow into greater numbers and more grace of yours than this has been in the years gone by. Grant it, Father.
Ta io ireo mpitatandrara, ireo diakona, ny mpitarikira, ny mpitendry piano, ny laika rehetra, ny tsirairay avy, ireo mpampianatra sekoly lady na inona koa. Tompo, engane izay ho afaka hitombo amin'ny fahasoavan'Andriamanitra amin'ity taona ity, ary engane ny mpikambanay hitombo isa betsaka, ary ny fahasoavanao betsaka ka mihoatra noho ny tamin'ireo taona lasa. Ekeo izany ray.
Now help us as we approach this text that we're fixing to read, thy word. And only you, Lord, can interpret. And we pray that you'll grant it to us for the kingdom of God's sake. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Ankehitriny dia ampio izay raha manatona an'ity lahateny izay ho vakiana ity, ny teninao. Ary ianao ireny ihany, Tompo, no afaka mandika ka mivavaka izay mba hanekenao an'izany ho anay noho ny amin'ny fanjakan'Andriamanitra. Amin'ny anaran'i Jesosy Kristy. Amen.
I'm announcing just now what I have chosen for our text for the next few moments. It's found in the scripture here, and I will read it. I want to call it this, from that time.
Ola, zaiko zao ankehitriny zao zay nofidiko ho an'ny lahateny iray mandritry ny fotoana vitsy manaraka. Zany dia hita eto amin'ny soratra eto ary ho vakiko izany. Ny fiantsoana azy tiako ny antso azy an'izao hoe hatramin'io fotoana io.
I said the other night, I didn't suppose I'd get to come down because my throat was getting raw. And my wife said to me yesterday or day before, she said, Dan, I suppose you'll not be going down to the church. And I said, honey, I don't think so. My throat's so sore and raw.
Tsy nieritreritra, nilaza andray hariva, tsy nihevitra no tonga satria dia niatankina ny tendako. ary nilaza tamiko ny vadiko omaly na afako omaly hoy izy hoe noho izany de ataoko fa tsy andeha any am-piangonana ianao. De hoy aho hoe malala, tsy mihevitra an'izany a, tena marary sy tankina ny tendako.
And then no more than that night when I sat down and picked up the scripture, I run on to this. Brother Softman came by. He said, will you be going to church tomorrow night? I said, yeah, I'll be there.
Ary avy eo tamin'io alin'io ihany rehefa nipetraka ka naka ny soratra de tonga teo amin'ity a. Nandalo rahalahy Softman hoy izy hoe andeha any am-piangonana ve ianao rahampitsoarivo? Hoy aho hoe ia, ho any a.
And Mimi looked around at me and she said, I don't understand you. I said, I don't expect you to. I said, or no one else. No one that's led by the Spirit of God can ever be understood.
Then nitodika nijery ahy medeaka hoy izy hoe tsy azoko ianao. Hoy aho hoe tsy manantenanao ahazo aho hitanao. Hoy aho na ny anankiray afako. Tsy misy anankiray izay tarihy amin'ny fanahin'Andriamanitra afaka ho azo mihitsy.
Our Lord, they could not understand him. He looked like he talked one way one minute and another way another minute and somewhere else he talked about something else. Sometimes it was Jesus speaking, the other times it was God speaking, you see.
Nitompontsika tsy nentina azo azy izy ireo. Izy de toy ny hoe niresaka tamin'ny fomba ray izy tamin'ny nitra ray ary tamin'ny fomba ray hafa tamin'ny nitra ray hafa ary tany akafa tany hoany de niresaka mikasika zavatra ray hafa izy. Amin'ny fotoana ray de Jesosy no miteny, amin'ny fotoana hafa de Andriamanitra no miteny. Hitanareo?
Even the disciples said, there at last, said, lo, now speakest thou plainly, now we understand. Then Jesus said, do you now believe? See, after that.
Na de reo mpianatra aza de nilaza tany tamin'ny farany nanao hoe indro miteny mazava ianao ankehitriny, ankehitriny de azonay. Hitanareo? De hoy Jesosy hoe nareo ve ma ary mino ve nareo ankehitriny? Hitanareo tahoriny zany?
You just can't do it because you're led of the Spirit and you start doing something, you find out that you see your God wants to use you somewhere, you got to stop here and go here. Just led of the Spirit. There are odd, peculiar people that has a life that you want to consecrate to God.
Tsy vitanareo fotsiny le izy satria tarihan'ny fananareo. Ary raha manomboka manao zavatra ray nareo de hitanareo fa mahitinareo hoe nareo de te hampiasa nareo any ho any Andriamanitra. Tsy maintsy mijanonareo eto ary mandeha eto tarihan'ny fanahy fotsiny. Izy ireo de olona mahatsikaiky hafahafa zay manana fiainana zay tianareo atokana ho an'Andriamanitra.
And then I always say this, I will do this if the Lord is willing.
Amen.
See, if I make a promise to anybody, I'll do it if the Lord is willing.
Ary avy eo de milaza foana an'izao aho hoe ataoko io raha sitraky ny tompo. Hitanareo, raha manao fampanantenana ray ho an'ny olona anankiray aho de hoe ataoko izany raha sitraky ny tompo. Hitanareo?
Therefore then, if it is the will of the Lord, I'll speak on this message if the Lord is willing. He could give me a call writing this message to take off for California. I'd cast aside everything and take off for California as hard as I could go.
Ary noho izany amin'izay fotoan'izay raha tsy sitraky ny tompo ilay izy, izaho de iresaka eo amin'ity afatra ity ary raha sitraky ny tompo. Afaka manome antso ray izy ao amin'ity afatra ity mihitsy mba hiainga ho an'ny California. Apetrako eny amin'ny ilany zavatra rehetra de hiainga ho an'ny California, aingana arak'izay azoko andehanana.
I want to live like that. I don't want nothing tying me down. I don't want no great big something, in other words, worth millions of dollars. You have to get so much money every day to tie me down. I want to be where when God says, I want you to go down here to these people, there's only five of them. But go down there and stay there and I'll tell you to leave. Yeah. I want to go there. I haven't got no obligations.
Ary te hiaina tahaka an'izany a, tsy mila ninininina matitra eto ambany eto a. Tsy mila zavatra goavana be ray a na iray hafa zay mitentina tapitrisan'ny dolara sy zay tsy maintsy azahoanareo vola betsaka isan'andro mahamatotra eto ambany eto. Za de te hoany rehefa hoy Andriamanitra hoe tiako andeha eto amin'reto olo retoreto ianao. Dimy fotsiny izy ireo fa mandehana makany ary mijanona ny mandra-piteniko aminao iala. Te andeha eo a, tsy manana fanerena zao fotsiny.
And if he wants me to go overseas, I heard it just mentioned going to Germany or to Africa, and some millionaire woman, just the time that the Spirit put it up on me to go to Africa, she said, I'll sponsor the trip and pay every bit of it. That's all. Why should I worry about money and things when my father owns all of it?
Ary raha tiany andeha any ampitan-dranomasina ankehitriny de ity ilay izy voalaza mihitsy mandeha any Alemaina na any Afrika. ary vehivavy iray mpanapitrisa tamin'ny fotoana izay nametrahany fanahany izany teo amiko mihitsy no andeha any Afrika, dia hoy izy hoe izany antoka ny dia ary andony kely indrindra amin'izany. Hitanareo? Izay ihany. Nahoana ny tokony ahia mikasika ny vola sy ny sisa nefa ny raiko ny tompony izany rehetra izany?
He can just speak to this rich man or that rich man or this people or that people, and no need of me have to worry about it. See, God just takes care of it all. Brother Roy, that's the way to live. Just let him take care of it. It's so good.
Hitanareo? Afaka miteny fotsiny amin'ity lelam-panankareny ity izy, na itsy lelam-panankareny itsy, na ity vahoaka ity, na itsy vahoaka itsy, ka tsy mila miahy mikasika an'izany aho. Hitanareo? Andriamanitra no miahan'izany rehetra izany. Rahalaroy izany ny fomba iainana, mamela azy fotsiny ihany izany. Tena tsara izany.
Now, let us turn in our scriptures to the fourth chapter, and let's begin to read about the 12th verse of the fourth chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Ankehitriny dia ndao sika madika ao amin'ny soratsika ao amin'ny toko faefatra, ary ndao sika anomboka amaky ao amin'ny andininy faharoambin'ny folon'ny toko faefatra ny filazantsara araka ny masindahy Matio.
Now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed unto Galilee. Leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast in the borders of Zebulun at Naphtali.
Ankehitriny Jesosy rehefa avy, ary ankehitriny rehefa reny Jesosy fa natao tao an-trano maiziny Jaona, dia niala nankany Galilia izy. Niala tany Nazareta, dia tonga ary nonona tao Kapernaoma izy, izay eo amoron-dranomasina ho amizara tany Zebulona ho Naftaly.
That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles.
Mba tanteraka an'izay nampitenenina ny Isaia mpaminany nanao hoe, ny tany Zebulona sy ny tany Naftaly any amoron-dranomasina any an-dafin'ny Jordan, Galilean gentilis.
The people that sat in darkness saw great light, and to them that would sat in the regions of the shadow of death, light is sprung up. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Ny olona izay nitoetra tao amin'ny dia nahita mazava lehibe, ary ireo izay nitoetra tao amin'ireo faritry ny aloko ny fahafatesana no nimposahany mazava. Atramin'io fotoana io dia nanomboka nitoriteny Jesosy ka nanao hoe, mibeba fa tombotra ny fanjakan'ny lanitra.
I want to speak on the subject, and from that time, you know, as human beings, we all think of things from a certain time, such and such a thing taking place. And from that time,
tiko ny iresaka eo amin'ny loha hevitra hoe ary atramin'io fotoana io. Fantatrareo, amin'ny maha olombelona, sika rehetra dia mieritreritra an'ireo zavatra avy amin'ny fotoana iray. Zavatra iray izao no nitranga, ary atramin'io fotoana io.
And now, many times you meet an old man or an old woman, and they like to refer back to a time that something taken place that they can distinctly mark it out and say it was at that time.
Ary ankehitriny matetika raha mihona amin'ny lehilahy antitra iray nareo na vehivavy antitra iray, dia tiany izy ireo ny manondro ny fotoana iray izay nisehoan'ny zavatra iray, ary afaka manamarika mazava tsara an'izany izy ireo ka manao hoe tamin'io fotoana io izany.
Now I suppose there's practically all of us here tonight could call to remembrance of certain things that taken place at certain times. From that time, something changed.
Ankehitriny ataoko fa saikiny rehetra amintsika eto izao arivo izao dia afaka manambatra fahatsiarovana an'ireo zavatra sasany izay niseho tamin'ny fotoana iray. Atramin'io fotoana io dia nisy zavatra niova.
Such and such a thing, it happened at that time and from that time on it was different.
Zavatra ray zao zany no nitranga tamin'io fotoan'io ary nanomboka tamin'io fotoan'io de hafa le izy.
And it's a good thing that we can, and some of those memories of things that we think of is worthy things that changed. And there's some things that is not so worthy of thinking of.
Ary zavatra tsara iray fa afaka sika. Ary ny sasany amin'ireo fitadidiana an'ireo zavatra izay eritseretsika dia zavatra mendrika izay niova. Ary misy zavatra sasany izay tsy mendrika nio eritreretina mihitsy.
For instance, if the woman of an ill fame that she said, there was a time that I was a good, righteous, moral girl. And on a certain night or a certain place, a certain thing happened.
Ohatra raha lay vehivavy ratsy laza iray izay nilaza hoe nisy fotoana iray izay nahazaza vavy tsara marina tsara fitondratena fa tamin'ny arivo iray na toerana iray dia nisy zavatra iray nitranga.
And since that time, she's been on the wrong road. Her life has been marred with sin and blackness and darkness, and only judgment waits her. But she can remember from that certain time it happened when she took the wrong road.
Ary hatramin'io fotoan'io dia teo amin'ilay lalandratsy izy, simba ny fahotana ny fiainany ary mainty sy maizina ka ny fitsarana rery ihany sisa no miandry azy. Fa afaka nahatsiaro izy hatramin'io fotoana raha io dia nitranga ilay izy rehefa nahaka an'ilay lalandratsy izy.
The drunk man tonight on the streets that trying to drink his sorrows away. You might pick him up like I was down on the Bowery here some time ago in New York, the great center of the drunken people.
Lay lelang mam zo arivo zao eny an-dalambe izay miezaka mandetika ny alahelony mety makazinareo tahaka teny amin'ilay tampoka voana teto ndray andro lasa tany New York lay fohy be malaza ny olona mamo.
I was walking with a certain minister and there laid a man, oh, this plenty of man, harmless, helpless, laying there with the front of their clothes all wet and their beards all over their faces and just in a terrible condition. And they were perfectly harmless.
Nandeha niaraka tamin'ny mpitory teny iray a, ary nandry teo ny lehilahy iray, oh, feno lehilahy mihitsy, tsy ratsy fanahy, tsy misy mpanampy. Nandry teo niaraka tamin'ny akanjony teo alohany mando tanteraka. Ary ny volombavany nanerana ny tavany ary tao anatin'ny toerana iray mahatsiravina fotsiny ary tsy ratsy fanatanteraka izy ireo.
And this minister said, pick that one up and just asked him. Now I went over to this man which was laying with one foot across the bumper of a car and his head laying down on the street, and where that he had been unable to go at times of to the restroom, and so he was just in a terrible condition.
De hoy ty mpitory teny ity hoe alaivo io anankiray io dia anontanio fotsiny izy. De nandeha teo amin'io lehilahy izay nandry niaraka tamin'ny tongotra rainy tsy valana teo amin'ny aro-pifandonany fiara raha io a, ary ny lohany nandry teo amin'ny lalambe sy izay tsy nahafahany mba andeha amin'ny fotoana rehetra ho any amin'ny trano fivoahana. O, tao anatin'ny toerana iray nahatsiravina fotsiny izy.
And I took a hold of him and I said, can you speak? And he wouldn't make me no answer. So the minister got down. He knew more about how to deal with him. And he asked him, who are you?
Ary ny azona azy aka hoy hoe afaka miteny ve anao? Fa tsy te hanome valiny ahy izy. Noho izany dia niondrika ilay mpitory teny. Mahafantatra betsaka izy ny amin'ny hoe ahoana ny fampiraharahana aminy. Dia nanontany azy izy hoe izy anao?
Finally he got him roused up enough to say, if you'll buy me a drink, And come to find out, he could point his finger to the bank that he used to be president of.
Ary farany de nanao azo tafafo tsara izy hany ka hoy izy hoe raha ividy zava-pisotro ray ho ahy ianao ary de hita avy eo fa afaka nanondro ny ratsantanany nankany amin'ilay banky izay na nyfiloa azy taloha izy.
Well, he said, we are preachers. Could you tell me what took place if you'll promise me a drink? Well, we couldn't do that. I said, I couldn't add sorrow to your sorrows. I want to help you.
Eny hoy izy, mpitory teny izahay. Azonao tenenina amiko ve hoe inona no niseho? Raha mpanantena zava-pisotro ray ianao. Eny, tsy afaka manao an'izany izahay. Hoy aho hoe tsy afaka manampy alahelo amin'ny alahelonao aho. Te hanampy anao aho.
All his story, he come home one night and there was a, what he called a Dear John letter on the table. Then his wife had left him and had, he loved her and she had taken his children and he was divorced and she had run away with another man.
Ny tantarany rehetra tonga tany an-trano izy indray hariva ary nisy izay nantsony hoe taratasy iray jaona malala teo ambonin'ny latabatra. Tamin'izay fotoan'izay dia nandao azy ny vadiny ary nanana tiany izy ary nentiny ireo zanany. Ary ny saram-panambadiana izy ka lasa nandositra niaraka tamin'ny lehilahy hafa ray izy.
And he said, I didn't know what to do to shoot my brains out or what to do, so I went down to the saloon and from that time, there he was. That's all over the world.
De hoy izy hoe tsy fantatro izay ataoko, hitifitra ny ato-dohako sa inona no ataoko? Noho izany a nandeha tao amin'ilay trano fisotroana ary hatramin'io fotoana io no nateho azy manerana an'izao tontolo izao izany.
The liar. You might take one, as I said to a man one day that I thought was telling jokes and come to find out that he told so many lies that he really believed in himself. And I said, what makes you do that? And I sat down to talk with him. I said, I want to ask you, those stories are too wild for people to believe.
Lay mpandainga, mety maka anankiray nareo tahaka nilazaiko tamin'ny lehilahy ray indray andro izay noheveriko fa niteniko vazivazy. Ary hitako fa niteny lainga betsaka izy any ka tena nino azy reny marina tokoa izy ny tenany. De hoy aho hoe inona no manao anao an'izany? De nipetraka nyresaka taminy hoy aho hoe te anontany ianao a hafahafa loatra ireo tantara ireo mba hinonony olona azy.
He said, the first one I can ever remember telling, he said, I was a little boy that was raised in a good home. And he said, I went out and smoked corn silk cigarettes just to be smart. And
hoy izy hoe ny anankiray voalohany izay hanotsaroko ny tenenina hoy izy hoe zazalahy kely ray aza nitaizay natao amin'ny tokantrano tsirairay. De hoy izy hoe nandeha nivoaka ary nifoka sigara lady katsaka mba ho fetsifetsy fotsiny ary
I'd eat some coffee to take it off of my breath and he said I'd done it back behind the old chimney behind the house. And he said I'll never forget when mother caught me up and said to me, Sonny, let me smell your breath.
Nihinana kafe ray mba hanala an'ilay izy amin'ny fofonaiko. De hoy izy hoe tany ambadikailay fivoatsetroka hatranay no nanaovako an'izany tao ambadiky ny trano. De hoy izy hoe tsy ho adiniko mihitsy rehefa tratrany reniko aho ka hoy izy tamiko hoe anaka, avelao aho hanombolo ny fofonainao.
And I blow my breath into her face and she said, you've eat coffee to take something off of your breath. What have you been doing? Have you been smoking cigarettes?
De nitsofoko mafy teo amin'ny tavany fofonaiko ka hoy izy hoe nihinana kafe ianao mba hanala zavatra avy amin'ny fofonainao. Inona ny nataonao nifoka sigara ve ianao?
And he said, something told me to tell the truth. He said, but I said, no, mama, I crossed my heart. I haven't been smoking cigarettes. He said, and from that time, that started it.
De hoy izy hoe nisy zavatra ray ny teny tampoko mba hiteny amin'ny fahamarinana. Hoy izy hoe fa hoy aho hoe tsiro mama, manao azy fijaliana amin'ny foko tsy ny foko azy giara hoy izy hoe ary atramin'io fotoana io nanombohany zany.
We can all find something and begin it at a certain time, and from then on things was changed.
Sika rehetra dia afaka mahita zavatra ray zay nanomboka tamin'ny fotoana ray ary nanomboka tamin'izay dia niova ireo zavatra.
And there's other worthy things that we could think of. Man with good intentions has tried to start things anew, to do things at certain times.
Ary misy ireo zavatra hafa mendrika zay azo tsikeritreretina. Ireo lehilahy miaraka amin'ny fikasana tsara dia niezaka ny hanomboka zavatra vaovao anao zavatra amin'ny fotoana ray.
For instance, when electricity was first found by Benjamin Franklin and he was able to conquer it, they began to say, from this time on there'll never be no more wars. Because of this electricity could be put into fences with such a high voltage till no man could cross it. They meant well.
Ohatra rehefa nahita voalohany herinaratra Benjamin Franklin ka afaka nahafehan'izany izy ireo, nanomboka nylaza izy ireo hoe manomboka amin'ity fotoana ity dia tsy hisy ady intsony mihitsy satria io ity herinaratra ity dia azo apetraka eo amin'ny fefy miaraka amin'ny voltage ray avo tahaka an'izany hany ka tsy hisy olona afaka hiampitany izany. Nanakevitra tsara izy ireo.
And right after the First World War, when the Kaiser Wilhelm signed the Treaty of Peace, we were told here in America, I was a boy of about 9 years old, but I can remember of the people all saying, we'll never have another war. From this time on, it's settled forever. But we had another war.
Ary taorin'ny ady lehibe voalohany mihitsy rehefa nanasonian'ilay fifanaraham-pilaminana Kaiser Wilhelm. Nilazany sika teto Amerika, zazalahy ray teo amin'ny 5 taona tamin'izany, saingy afaka mahatsiaro andreo olona rehetra nanao hoe tsy anana ady ray hafa intsony sika manomboka amin'ity fotoana ity voalamina ilay izy mandrakizay, saingy nanana ady ray hafa sika.
I'm one of the great UN, or I would say before that, they formed what was called the League of Nations. And they said, now we'll have no more wars because we've got a League of Nations that will patrol the world. And if there is an uprise somewhere, these men out of every nation will go there and police the world. But it was a failure. They went right on having war. And the UN will become the same thing.
Ary rehefa ilay UN malaza na ilaza hoe talohan'izany dia nanao an'ilay antsoina hoe fikambanan'ny firenena izy ireo, dia hoy izy ireo hoe ankehitriny dia tsy anana ady intsony sika satria manana fikambanan'ny firenena ray sika izay safo an'izao tontolo izao, ka raha misy fihokoana ray any ho any dia ireo lehilahy avy amin'ny firenena rehetra ireo no andeha any ka ho polisy an'izao tontolo izao, saingy tsy fahombiazana iray izany. Nandeha avy hatrany nanao ady izy ireo ary ilay UN dia ho lasa ilay zavatra ray ihany.
We are told now by prediction that tomorrow night or Sunday night, the same man that predicted Pearl Harbor to the exact moment that the airplanes would bomb it said that Sunday night at 12 o'clock that 75% of the American people would go into ashes. That Russia will bomb the United States this coming Sunday night at 12 o'clock, the same man that predicted Pearl Harbor.
Nilazany sika ankehitriny tamin'ny alalan'ny filazana mailoha ray fa rampitsoalana ny alady alina ilay lehilahy ray ihany izay nilaza mailoha ny amin'ny Pearl Harbor ny amin'ilay fotoana marina izay ireo anjeran'ireo fiaramanidina bomba azy no nilaza hoe amin'ny alahady alina amin'ny 2 ora dia ho lasa lavenona ny 5% ny vahoaka amerikana hoe anjera bomba ny Etazonia Rosia amin'io alahady alina ho avy io amin'ny 2 ora ilay lehilahy ray ihany izay nilaza mialohany amin'ny Pearl Harbor.
They're not putting it out because people go frantic. I don't believe it. Oh, because it can't suffer atomic war. If one of theirs passed through the sound barrier this way, we'll throw them that way and the world will go to pieces. Something's got to happen yet before Jesus comes. That's right.
Amen.
Tsy navoaka an'izy ireo zany satria ho taitra ny olona. Tsy mino an'izany a. Hitanareo tsia. Satria tsy afaka tatiady atomika izy. Raha ny ray amin'ny azy ireo no andalo amin'ny fetrany feo amin'ity lalany ity dia anipy azy ireny amin'ny tsy lalany itsy sika. Ary ho lasa potipotiko izao tontolo izao. Misy zavatra tsy maintsy hitranga aloha mialohan'ny hatongavan'i Jesosy. Marina izany.
For instance, the young married couple. There was a certain time that they got married and they put their vows together. And they pledge one to another their loyalty.
Ohatra ilay mpivady tanora ny vady. Nisy fotoana iray izay nivadian'izy ireo. Ary izy ireo niaraka nanao ny voadiny izy ireo. Ary nianiana izy ireo ny iray tamin'iray hafa ny fahatokiana izy ireo.
And they said that we will love, honor, and cherish each other as long as we both live. But there come a time that something happened.
Ary nilaza izy ireo hoe hifankatia izahay, hifananja tsy hifankatia fatratra raha mbola velona foana izahay roa. Fa tonga ny fotoana iray izay nitrangany ny zavatra iray.
All these things are, there's a time when something happens. And maybe all their vows and all the leagues of nations and so forth, maybe had good intentions. But they all come to an end. All become crumbling beneath the feet of man.
Reo zavatra rehetra reo dia nisy fotoana iray izay nitrangany zavatra iray. Ary angamba ny voadin'izy ireo rehetra sy ny fikambanan'ny firenena rehetra sy ny sisa angamba nanana fikasana tsara izy ireo saingy tonga eo amin'ny fahafarana iray izy rehetra. Ny rehetra dia lasa nirodina teo ambany ny tongotry ny olona.
With all the good intentions we could have, but all must come to an end, but there is a time that where man can come to something that's eternal, that's when a man, the time man meets God. That's when something happens that's eternal.
Miaraka amin'ireo fikasana tsara rehetra izay azontsika hananana, saingy ny rehetra dia tsy maintsy tonga eo amin'ny fiafarana iray. Fa misy fotoana iray izay ahafahan'ny olona ho tonga eo amin'ny zavatra iray izay mandrakizay. Izany dia rehefa ny olona iray ny fotoana ihonan'ny olona amin'Andriamanitra. Izany dia rehefa mitranga ny zavatra iray izay mandrakizay.
We do our mistakes and we make our vows on New Year's night to only break them the next day. We turn new pages and we assign vows and we go to priests. We don't, but Catholics do, and make confessions and sign pledges and we come to the altar and turn new pages. But all in vain.
Manao ny fahatsotsikisika. Ary manao ny voady tsikisika amin'ny alin'ny taona vaovao mba handrava azy ireny fotsiny ihany ny andro manaraka. Mamadika pejy vaovao sika ary manao voady. Dia mandeha mankany amin'ireo preritsika ka tsy manao sika fa ireo katolika manao. Ary manao fiakena, manao soniandireo fianianana, dia manatona ny alitary sika ary mamadika pejy vaovao. Saingy fony izany rehetra izany.
For the next time somebody crosses our path or something, that old temper will fly right back again. Every time that we get into trouble or something, it'll happen again.
Sati ny fotoana manaraka izay tsy valana ny olona iray eo amin'ny lalantsika na zavatra iray dia nidina vetrany iray io fahatezerana ratsy io. Isaky ny tafiditra ao anatin'ny olona sika na zavatra iray dia hitranga ndray izany.
But there is a place where a man can come to a time that will change him forever for eternal. He that will come to me, I will in no wise cast out, said Jesus. A man can come to God and his whole eternal destination is changed. And a man can meet God and he can never be the same anymore.
Fa misy toerana iray izay hahafahan'ny olona iray ho tonga eo amin'ny fotoana iray izay hanova azy mandrakizay ho mandrakizay. Izay manantona dia tsy ho laviko mihitsy ho Jesosy. Afaka manantona an'Andriamanitra ny olona iray ka ny fitodiny mandrakizay manontolo dia novaina. Ary afaka miona amin'Andriamanitra ny olona iray dia tsy mitovy amin'ny taloha intsony mihitsy izy.
You can't meet God and ever remain the same person you are. If you turn away from him, you'll be a worse person than you ever were. If you receive him, you got eternal life. And he'll raise you up at the last day by his promise.
Tsy afaka iona amin'Andriamanitra nareo nefa mbola hijanona ilay olona iray ihany izay na izy ianareo. Raha miodina miala aminareo dia olona iray ratsy lavitra noho izay hanina izy ianareo. Raha mandray azy nareo dia manana fiainana mandrakizay ary izy no hanangana anareo amin'ny andro farany araka ny fampanantenany.
There was a time when there was a man called Abraham who come down out of the Chaldeans and he dwelt in the city of Ur. And he was just a man, a good man.
Nisy fotoana iray izay nisiny lehilahy iray nantsoina hoe Abraham. Zay avy tany amin'ireo kaldiana ary nonona tao amin'ny tanàna ny Ur izy. Ary lehilahy marina iray izy, lehilahy tsara iray.
Perhaps maybe he might have, his father perhaps worshipped idols because they come from Babylon. And he was just an ordinary man. And he was getting old. He was 75 and his wife was 65.
Angamba izy mety nanana nanompo sampy angamba ny rainy satria avy any Babilônia izy ireo. Fa lehilahy tsotra iray fotsiny izy ary ny antitra 57 taona izy ary ny vadiny dia 56 taona.
And Abraham, one day when he was perhaps out in the field hunting or whatever he was doing, picking berries or whatever his job might have been, he met God and from that time he was changed.
Ary Abrahama indray andro rehefa teny tsangamby izy ny aza na inona na inona nataony ny oto voaroy na mety ho inona ny asany dia ny aona tamin'Andriamanitra izy ary atramin'io fotoana io dia novaina izy.
He could call things that was not as though they were because he had met God. He had known the minute and the hour that he met God, it changed him. And God called him to be the father of many nations and believed God and believed his promise because he had met God.
Afaka niantso andreo zavatra izay tsy nisy izy ho toy nisy izy ireo satria efa niaona tamin'Andriamanitra izy. Fantany ilay minitra sy ora izay niaona tamin'Andriamanitra izany nanova azy. Ko Andriamanitra dia niantso azy ho rain'ny firenena maro ary nino an'Andriamanitra sy nino ny fampanantenana izy satria efa niaona tamin'Andriamanitra.
25 years later, they were discussing, trying to discuss him, telling him he had believed something was wrong, but the Bible said he got stronger all the time giving praise to God because he knew that God had to keep the promise.
Dimy amby roapolo taona taty aoriana dia niady hevitra izy ireo. Niezaka natofoka azy ny teny taminy fa nino zavatra izay diso izy saingy hoy ny baiboly hoe lasa nahery hatrany izy nanome ny dera ho an'Andriamanitra satria fantany fa tsy maintsy miazona n'ilay teny fikasan'Andriamanitra.
That's when a man meets God. It changes his makeup. It gives him a super sense. As I was speaking the other night, the natural man only has the five senses, but the believer, when he meets God, he gets something different. It's a super sense that lifts him up above the shadows.
Zany rehefa miona amin'Andriamanitra ny olona iray. Zany manova ny toe-batany. Zany mame azy fanamboloana ambony iray. Araka ny resahako indray arivo, hoe ilay olona ranofo dia manana fanamboloana dimy fotsiny ihany fa ilay mpino rehefa miona amin'Andriamanitra izy dia mahazo zavatra iray hafa. Izany dia fanamboloana ambony iray izay mampakatra azy any ambony ireo aloka.
It makes him believe things that's impossible to come to pass. He still believes they will come to pass because God said so.
Amen.
When a man meets God, something takes place.
Zany manao azy ino andreo zavatra izay tsy mety iseho. Mbola mino foana izy fa iseho izy ireo satria Andriamanitra no nitenen'izany. Rehefa miona amin'Andriamanitra ny olona iray dia misy zavatra miseho.
There was a time when a man had been trained in all the wisdom, all the theology of the Word of God. He knowed it by the letter. He had been schooled. He had all the degrees.
Nisy fotoana iray no fanan'ny lehilahy iray tao amin'ny fahendreny rehetra, ny teolojia rehetra ny tenin'Andriamanitra, fantany arabaky teny izany, efa nampianarina izy, nanana ny diplôma rehetra izy.
He was so smart until he could teach the Egyptian scholars and their teachers. He knew it all by letter, but a coward with it. That was running, went out the back side of the desert and was herding sheep for a stranger.
Tena nana tsainizy any ka afaka nampianatra andreo Egiptianina nianatra sy ireo mpampianany. Fantany daholo zany arabaky teny. Fa kanosa iray niaraka tamin'izany izy izay nandositra, nandeha tany ambadiky ny tany efitra ary niandry ny ondro ny vahiny iray.
But there come a time that when God met him there in the burning bush, and from that time on, Moses was changed.
Amen.
Because he met God in a burning bush. And face to face with God, he couldn't be the same anymore.
Fa tonga ny fotoana iray izay nion'Andriamanitra tamin'ny tany tao amin'ny Romeo rehetra. Ary nanomboka tamin'io fotoana io dia novainy Mosesy. Satria niona tamin'Andriamanitra tao amin'ny Romeo rehetra iray izy. Ary rehefa nifanatrika tamin'Andriamanitra dia tsy nitovy tamin'ny taloha intsony izy.
When a man or a woman, I don't care how many vows you make or how many new pages you turn, until you meet God, you can't be changed. But when you once meet God, then you're changed forever.
Rehefa ny lehilahy iray na vehivavy iray tsy ahoako na firy ireo voady ataonareo na firy ireo pejy vaovao avadikareo, raha tsy efa miona amin'Andriamanitra nareo dia tsy afaka ovaina. Fa rehefa miona amin'Andriamanitra ny ray mandeha nareo amin'izay fotoana izay dia novaina mandrakizay.
Didn't only change Moses. It changed Israel. It changed Egypt. It changed the world at that time. Because one man met God and took him at his word.
Zany de tsy nanovany Moses fotsiny ihany. Zany de nanovany Israely. Zany de nanovany Egypta. Zany de nanovany zao tontolo zao tamin'io fotoana io. Satria lehilahy anankiray niona tamin'Andriamanitra ka nandray azy tamin'ny teniny.
What we need today is somebody to meet God face to face and talk to him.
Amen.
The situation. When men meet God, things are changed. Certainly.
Hallelujah.
That's the only way that we can have things.
Ny ilaintsika amin'izao andro izao dia olona iray eona amin'Andriamanitra mifanatrika ary iresaka aminy. Lay fisehoany zavatra. Rehefa miona amin'Andriamanitra ny olona dia miova ireo zavatra. Zany tokoa, zany ihany ny fomba tokana azontsika ahazahoana zavatra.
And from that time on, Moses the coward, Moses the one that was running, had been changed, and from that time, he became the servant of the Lord.
Amen.
It always works that way. When a man meets God, things are changed.
Ary nanomboka tamin'io fotoana io, Moses ilay kanosa, Mosesy ilay anankiray izay nandositra dia efa novaina. Ary hatramin'io fotoana io dia lasa mpanompon'ny tompo izy. Tahaka an'izany foana no iasan'ilay izy rehefa miona amin'Andriamanitra ny olona iray dia miova ireo zavatra.
There was a little girl one time, not over 18 years old or maybe not that old, that was on her road to a well one morning to get a bucket of water down in Nazareth.
Nisy zazavavy kely iray ny ray mandeha tsy nihoatra ny 800 taona na angamba tsy izany taona izany, izay teny amin'ny lalana nankany amin'ny fatsakana iray ny ray maraina mba hahazo rano iray siny tany Nazareta.
She was a nice little girl. She believed. She had faith. But that morning she met God.
Oh, amen.
And God told her something and she believed it. And it changed the whole course of life for the woman.
Yes.
Makes her immortal.
Hallelujah.
Her name was Mary, the mother of our Lord Jesus.
Zazavavy kely iray mahafinaritra izy, nino izy, nanana finoana izy, fa tamin'io maraina io dia niona tamin'Andriamanitra izy, ary niteny zavatra tamin'Andriamanitra ka nino an'izany izy, ary zany nanova an'ilay lalam-piainana manontolo ho an'ilay vehivavy ka nanao azy tsy mety maty. Nianarany dia Marie, ny reniny Jesosy tompontsika.
The little lady was just an ordinary little girl, but she met God, and from that time on, something happened. Certainly.
Zaza vavy kely ray tsotra fotsiny le ramatokely saingy niona tamin'Andriamanitra izy ary nanomboka tamin'io fotoana io dia nisy zavatra nitranga. Zany tokoa.
There was a man by the name of Peter, an old rugged fisherman, probably just as rough as they could come, and he was probably a great big push of a bully.
Nisy lehilahy ray amin'ny anarana hoe Petera, mpanjo no antitra matanjaka ray, angamba enjana mihitsy arak'izay nahatongavan'izy ireo, ary angamba goavana be ray mampitahotra izy.
Because here some time ago I seen the play called The Big Fisherman, and I thought it was a very good description of Peter, because he was such a big old rugged fellow. He didn't care for nothing. He didn't believe hardly anything. But one day he met God, and from that time he was changed. From that time he became an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Satria teto indray andro lasa dia nahita an'ilay tantara nantsoina hoe lay mpanjony goavana. Nieritreritra fa tena fahamaritana tsara rainy amin'ny Petera zany, satria tena lehilahitra ray goavana mahatanjaka izy. Tsy mananinona na inona izy, saiky tsy ninoninoninona izy, fa ndray andro dia niona tamin'Andriamanitra izy, ary hatramin'io fotoana io dia novaina izy. Hatramin'io fotoana io dia lasa apôstôly ray an' Jesosy Kristy tompo izy.
As Brother David Duplessis was telling us a while ago about Saul of Tarsus, a murderer who held the coat of the murderers that and witness and give witness to the death of Stephen's the martyr.
Araka ny tenenin-dralahy David Duplessis tamintsika vo teo mikasika an'i Saoly avy any Tarsisy, mpamono olona ray izay niazona ny parita ho an'ireo mpamono olona teo, ary vavolombelona ka nijory vavolombelona ny amin'ny fahafatesan'i Stefanina martiora.
He had letters in his pockets to go down to the head councils of the churches and arrest the people that were making too much noise, shouting and praising God.
Nanana an'ireo taratasy tao anatin'ny paosiny izy mba andeha akany amin'ilay lohan'ny filan-kevitr'ireo fiangonana ka hisambotra an'ireo olona izay nanao tabataba be loatra ny ikika ary nideran'Andriamanitra.
He was a great man in the sight of the Pharisees. He was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. But one day, he was on his road to Damascus, and he met God.
Amen. Yes.
A light shined around him. And from that time on, he was no more Saul of Tarsus, but he was Paul, the humble one, the meek one, because he met God, and it changed him.
Lena malaza ray teo mason'ireo fariseo izy. Fariseo an'ireo fariseo izy. Fandray andro dia teny amin'ny lalana kany Damaskosy izy ary niona tamin'Andriamanitra. Azavana rainy namiratra nanodidina azy ary nanomboka tamin'io fotoana io dia tsy Saoly avy any Tarsisy intsony izy fa Paoly izy, ilay anankiray manetry tena, ilay anankiray manlemy fanahy, satria niona tamin'Andriamanitra izy ary zany nanova azy.
There was a leper laying at the gate. All the remedies of the medicine could not heal him. His putrefied sores had gotten so great till his hands was beyond raising up anymore, and his feet he could hardly drag them.
Nisy boka ray nandry teo amin'ny vavady. Tsy afaka nanasitrana azy ireo fanafodin'ny fitsaboana rehetra. Lasa tena nialehibe ireo ferin'ny loha hany ireo tanany ka tsy afaka nitsangana intsony, ary ireo tongony zary izy raha afaka nitaritarika azy ireo.
His case was hopeless, but he met God one day coming out the gate, and he fell down in worship and said, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. And he said, I will be thou clean. And from that time he didn't have no more leprosy, because he met God.
Tsy nisy fanantenana ny momba azy saingy niona tamin'Andriamanitra izy ndray andro teo mpivoahana an'ilay vavady, ary ny ankoky sady nanompoka hoy izy hoe raha sitrakao de afaka anao ahadio anao. De hoy izy hoe sitrako madiovy anao. Ary atramin'io fotoana io de tsy nanana abokana intsony izy satria ny aona tamin'Andriamanitra.
There was a blind man sitting by the side of the road. And he could not see the daylight from dark. There was nothing could help him.
Nisy lehilahy ray jamba nipetraka teo amoron-dalana. Ary tsy afaka nahita ny andro sy ny aizina izy. Tsy nisy ninninona afaka nanampy azy.
One day, someone come walking out of the city of Jericho. And when he met God, and from that time, he could see his sight come to him.
Ndray andro de nivoaka avy tao an-tananan'i Jeriko ny olona iray ary tamin'izay nionany tamin'Andriamanitra ary atramin'io fotoana io de afaka nahita izy tonga tamin'ny fahitany.
The sight of light had broken into his eyes and he could see again because from that time when he met Jesus, he was a different man. He had his sight.
Niditra tao anatin'ny maso ny fahitany ny hazavana. Ka afaka nahita indray izy satria atramin'io fotoana io rehefa niona tamin'i Jesosy izy de lehilahy hafa ray izy nahazo ny fahitana izy. Rehefa miona amin'Andriamanitra ny olona ray de misy zavatra mitranga tanteraka tokoa.
There was a young man one time, no doubt a good citizen of the country, but spells come on him. And he was so bad till the prison house couldn't hold him. And they bound him with chains and he had a legion of devils in him that he could break the chains and free himself.
Nisy lehilahy tanora ray indray mandeha. Tsy salasalana fa teratany tsara ray an'ilay firenena saingy tonga teo aminy famelezana. Ary tena ratsy izy hany ka tsy afaka nahatazona azy ny tranony fonja. Ary nafatotra izy ireo tamin'ny rojo izy. Fa nanana devoly legiona ray izy tao aminy any ka afaka nanapaka an'ilay rojo izy ary nanafaka ny tenany.
And the devils drove into a graveyard where he stayed in there and took the slabs and get so mean he'd cut his own self. Oh, he was a terrible fellow.
Ary ireo devoly de nitarika azy nakany amin'ny tokotany pasana ray zay nijanonany tao anatiny tao. De nalainy ireo takela-bato ary lasa tena ratsy fanahy nididiny ny tenany manokana. O lehilahy ray tena mampatahotra izy.
Well, those spells are leaving, no doubt he'd think, what am I doing here? And about that time the devils would come to him again and cut him and tear him.
Rehefa niala tamin'ny famelezana io tsy hisalasalana fa nieritreritra izy hoe inona no ataoko eto. Ary saiky tamin'io fotoana io de niverina tamin'indray ireo devoly ary nandidy azy sy nandrovotra azy.
But one day he met Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And from that time on, the maniac of Gadara had his right mind, clothed, shouting at his feet.
Fandray andro de niona tamin'i Jesosy izy, ary nanomboka tamin'io fotoana io de nahazo ny sainy tsara ilay adalan'ny gadarena, ny akanjo, nipetraka teo an-tongony.
He could go back home as a gentleman. He could return to civilization.
Amen.
He could go back to his loved ones.
Hallelujah.
He could say, from that time, I've been changed.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Afaka niverina nody izy, toy ny lehilahy mihaja iray. Afaka niverina nakany amin'ny fandrosoana izy. Afaka niverina nakany amin'ireo malalana izy, ary afaka nilaza hoe, atramin'io fotoana io de novaina. Eny.
One day, yonder on Calvary, when God and death met face to face, when life and death come together. But that's when life, Christ, pulled the stinger out of death. And since that time, death hasn't had no stinger in it. I'm so glad of that.
Nisy indray andro tany Kalvary tany, rehefa nion'Andriamanitra sy ny fahafatesana, ny fanatrika, rehefa tonga niaraka ny fiainana sy ny fahafatesana. Fa tamin'izany ny fiainana Kristy no nisitona n'ilay fanondrona ny fahafatesana. Ary atramin'io fotoana io de tsy nanana fanondronana ny fahafatesana tao anatiny. tena faly any amin'izany.
Death hasn't been the same. It ain't got no stinger to it now.
Andriamanitra, ny onona ny fahafatesana sy Andriamanitra niaraka. Tsy nitovy tamin'ny taloha intsony ny fahafatesana, tsy manana fanondronana amin'izany intsony izy ankehitriny.
The Christian believer can walk right into its face and say, oh death, where is your stinger? Grave, where is your victory? Why they both met God. They haven't been the same since then.
Afaka mandeha vetrany eo anatrehany mpino kristiana ka manao hoe ory fahafatesana, aiza ny fanondronanao? Ryfasana, aiza ny fandresenao? Nahoana? Samy niona tamin'Andriamanitra izy roa ireo. Tsy mitovy amin'ny taloha intsony izy ireo hatramin'izay fotoana izay.
No man can be the same. Nothing can be the same when it once meets God. You'll never be the same.
Tsy misy olona afaka ny hitovy amin'ny taloha intsony. Tsy misy ninina afaka ny hitovy amin'ny taloha intsony rehefa miona amin'Andriamanitra indray mandeha izany. Tsy hitovy amin'ny taloha intsony ianareo.
I can remember laying on the hospital bed. The doctors give me 3 minutes to live. My heart beating 17 times to the minute. I met God.
Amen.
Since then I haven't been the same.
Afaka mahatsiaro ateto nandry teo amin'ny fandrinin'ny hôpitaly. Nanome 3 minitra velomany ireo dokotera. Ny foko dia nidoboka impito ambin'ny 100 isa minitra. Fa nihona tamin'Andriamanitra? Hatramin'izay fotoana izay dia tsy mitovy amin'ny taloha intsony aho.
Something happened to me. No one can tell me any different. The old Branham died. I met God and something come into me.
Amen.
I've never been the same since that minute I met him. He changed me. He made me something different. It wasn't taking a New Year's vow, but I met God.
Nisy zavatra nitranga tamiko. Tsy nisy anankiray afaka niteny zavatra hafa tamiko. Maty bilibra namiko. Nihaona tamin'Andriamanitra ary nisy zavatra niditra tato amiko. Tsy nitovy tamin'ny taloha intsony antra amin'io minitra nihaonako tamin'io. Nanova izy, nanao aho zavatra hafa ray izy. Tsy nila voadiny taona vaovao ray izany fa nihaona tamin'Andriamanitra.
Men and women, when you meet God, you're changed.
Oh, hallelujah.
We make our New Year vows tonight. Go back tomorrow morning to break them. Next day to break them. But what we need to do is not a New Year vow. We need to come face to face with God and have eternal life.
Ry lehilahy sy vehivavy, rehefa mihoana amin'Andriamanitra nareo dia novahina. Manao an'ireo voadintsika ny taona vaovao sika izao arivo izao. Mandeha miverina ny ampitso maraina, mandrava azy ireny. Ny andro manaraka, mandrava azy ireny. Fa ny ilaina atao dia tsy voady ny taona vaovao ray fa mila tonga mifanatrika amin'Andriamanitra sika ary manana fiainana mandrakizay ateraky ny fanahiny.
And he couldn't make up his mind. The devil kept beating him out of it. One day out in the field, he knelt down to pray. While he was praying, he drove down a stop. He said, let this be a memorial. Satan, if you ever come to me again, I'll put you to this stop. And I'll tell you that right here I met God, that it was settled from here on.
Amen.
Nisy lehilahy antaray indray andro ary tsy afaka nanapa-kevitra izy tao an-tsainy. Nanoa ny kapoka azy tamin'izany ny devoly. Indray andro teny amin'ny sahy dia nandohalika izy mba hivavaka. Raha mbola nivavaka izy dia nitaritarika vody azo ray. Hoy izy hoe aoka ity no tsanga mato ray. Satana, raha toa ka anatona indray ianao dia hanondro an'ity vody azo ity aminao a, iteny aminao avy hatrany a fa nihaona tamin'Andriamanitra teto. Ary ny lamina treo izany nanomboka teto.
That's what we need. Maybe not a stop in a field, but somewhere, some secret closet, some place not a...
Izany no ilaintsika, angamba tsy vody azo ray any amin'ny saha ray, fa anoany, efitra miafina kely ray, toerana iray, tsy ny...
Oh, tonight there will be hundreds of vows taken, thousands of them taken. And next year we'll have to take them all over again.
zao arivo zao de isy voady anjato ny atao anarivo ny amin'izy ireny no atao ary amin'ny taona manaraka isika de tsy maintsy anao azy rehetra indray.
Bless out our temper, we'll do more for God, we'll do this or that and the other, only to find it's in vain.
Ilasika hoe hitsahatra tsy handaingy sika, hitsahatra tsy hanao an'ity sika, ary isorontsika ny fahatezerantsika, hanao betsaka ao an'Andriamanitra sika, isika dia hanao an'ity na hitsy na ny hafa mba hahitana fotsiny fa foana zany.
What man needs to do tonight is come face to face with God, and from then on he's a changed creature.
Fa ny ilain'ny olona tao zao arivo zao de ny tonga mifanatrika amin'Andriamanitra ary manomboka amin'izay fotoana izay de olona ray ny ovy izy. Halleluja.
But when a man meets God, he's changed from that minute. The rest of his days, he'll never be the same because he's got eternal life.
Maniry any afaka hiteny azy amin'ny fomba izay inoko azy fa rehefa mihoana amin'Andriamanitra ny olona ray dia niova izy hatramin'io minitra io amin'ny sisa amin'ny androny. Tsy hitovy amin'ny taloha intsony izy satria manana fiainana mandrakizay.
He's a new creature. All things have passed away and all things have become new to him. He looks new.
Olom-baovao ray izy efa lasa ireo zavatra taloha ary lasa vaovao ireo zavatra rehetra ho azy. Lasa vaovao izy.
The sick man can walk in the face of God when the doctors have said he was going to die, but he can walk in the face of God and plead his case and he'll come away a different person. And from that time on.
Afaka mandeha ho anatrehan'Andriamanitra ilay lehilahy marary rehefa nilaza ireo dokotera hoe ho faty izy. Fa afaka nandeha teo anatrehan'Andriamanitra izy ka nandahatra ny aminy ary ialy izy olona hafa ray ary manomboka amin'io fotoana io.
Oh, I remember Congressman Upshaw sitting in a wheelchair for 66 years. That night down in California when the Holy Spirit come down and began to speak, he met God and from then on he could walk without his crutches.
Tsaroko ilay lehilahy Congress Upshaw. Nipetraka tao anatin'ny seza misy kodiarana iray nandritry ny 60 taona. Tamin'io arivo io tany California tany rehefa nidina ny fanahymasina ka nanomboka ny teny dia niaona tamin'Andriamanitra izy ary nanomboka tamin'izay fotoana izay dia afaka nandeha tsy nisy ny teny izy.
I've seen the time where cancer-eaten people lay with nothing but a shadow and the doctors had passed by and said they're gone. Their loved ones gather in to say the last words that they could to him, encouragement. But they met God. And from that time on, they were changed. They lived different.
Efa nahita ny fotoana izay nandrin'ireo olona lany ny omamiada na tsy misy afa-tsy aloka iray. Ary nandalo ireo dokotera ka nanao hoe lasa izy ireo. Niangona teo ireo malalan'izy ireo mba hilazan'ireo teny faran'izay vitan'izy ireo ho azy ireo. Fampaherezana. Fa niaona tamin'Andriamanitra izy ireo ary nanomboka tamin'io fotoana io de novainy izy ireo. Miaina hafa izy ireo.
I can see the foul woman yonder on the street. I can see the drunkard yonder in the alley. I can see the hypocrite yonder in the church. All those different kinds of people. Each new year turning a new sheet and trying to do something different. Trying to make restitutions and do so forth. Let them meet God one time. And from then on.
Afaka mahita an'ilay vehivavy adala tany amin'ilay lalambe. Afaka mahita an'ilay mamolava tany amin'ilay lalakely. Afaka mahita an'ilay petsara velatsia tany amin'ilay fiangonana. Ireo karazan'olona samihafa rehetrireo isaky ny taona vaovao dia mamadika ravy taratasy vaovao ray ary miezaka manao zavatra hafa. Miezaka manao famerenana sy manao ny sisa. Avelao izy ireo iona amin'Andriamanitra indray mandeha. Ary manomboka amin'izay fotoana izay.
Jesus preached to those from then on that sat in the regions of the shadow of death.
Nanomboka tamin'izay fotoana izay dia nitory teny tamin'izy ireo Jesosy izay nitoetra teo amin'ny faritry ny aloko ny fahafatesana.
And I say tonight, if a man wants to have a real change come on him, let him come face to face with God and meet him one time, then he can say, from then on. From that time on, I was a changed man. I know by experience.
Ary milaza zao arivo zao. faratehanana tena fiovana ray ho tonga amin'ny olona ray dia aoka izy ho tonga hifanatrika amin'andriamanitra ary iaona amin'indray mandeha amin'izay fotoana izay izy dia afaka na hoe nanomboka tamin'izay fotoana izay atramin'io fotoana io dia olona niova iray a mahafantatra amin'ny alalan'ny fahatsapana.
In a little while the church will be gathered here around the altar. You'll be consecrating your lives anew. You'll be giving up things and laying things on the altar.
Ao anatin'ny fotoana fohy dia hiangona manodidina ny alitary eto ny fiangonana. Nareo dia anokana ny tenanareo indray. Andao an'ireo zavatra nareo ary ametraka an'ireo zavatra eo amin'ny alitara.
Brother, let me give you some advice. If you've never met God face to face, let me tell you something. You stay at that altar. Just stay there until you meet God. Then you can point your fingers back to that New Year night.
Rahalahy, mamela anome tolotsaina ho anareo. Raha mbola tsy nona tamin'Andriamanitra mihitsy nareo ny fanatrika dia mamela iteny zavatra aminareo. Mijanona eo amin'io alitara io. Mijanona fotsiny eo mandra-piona anareo amin'Andriamanitra. Amin'izay fotoana izay dia afaka manondro ny ratsan-tananareo indray makany amin'ity alin'ny taona vaovao ity nareo.
Now I say I turned a new page. I made a new vow. But from that time on, I met God and life has changed and things were different and everything become new to me again. From that time on, the time that you meet God.
Tsy anondroka anao hoe namadika pejy vaovao ray a nanao voady vaovao ray a fa nanomboka tamin'io fotoana io dia niona tamin'Andriamanitra ary niova ny fiainana ary hafa ireo zavatra dia lasa vaovao ny zavatra rehetra hoay indray nanomboka tamin'io fotoana io ilay fotoana izay iaonanareo amin'Andriamanitra.
It ain't meet a new year. We're going to face it in a few minutes. After a while, about 2.5 hours, I suppose. Maybe less than that. We'll be meeting a new year face to face.
Le izy dia tsy miona amin'ny taona vaovao ray. Hiatrika an'izany sika, afaka minitra vitsy, afaka kelikely eo amin'ny adiny roa sasany eo heveriko. Angamba latsaka izany. Iaona amin'ny taona vaovao ray sika hifanatrika.
We'll meet it with vows. We'll meet it with pledges. We'll meet it with good intentions. We'll meet it saying we'll try to turn a new page. We'll try to do different. That's all good. I appreciate that.
Iaona amin'izany miaraka amin'ireo voady isika. Iaona amin'izany miaraka amin'ireo fanomezatoky isika. Iaona amin'izany miaraka amin'ny fikasana tsara isika. Iaona amin'izany isika anao hoe hiezaka madika pejy vaovao isika. Hiezaka ny anao hafa isika. Tsara izany rehetra izany. Mankasitraka an'izany a.
Brother, it'll never be eternal until you meet God first. When you meet God first and from then on, everything will be different. Let us pray when we bow our heads.
Fa rahalahy tsy ho mandrakizay mihitsy izany raha tsy miona amin'Andriamanitra nareo aloha. Rehefa miona amin'Andriamanitra nareo aloha ary manomboka amin'izay fotoana izay dia ho afa ny zavatra rehetra. Ndao sika hivavaka raha manondrika ny lohantsikasika.
Lord Jesus, Son of God, I remember the time when I met you, Lord. I remember a miserable wretch living a good moral life, not running around drinking or gambling or smoking or so forth.
Tompo Jesosy zanak'Andriamanitra, tsaroko ilay fotoana izay nionako taminao tompo. Tsaroko mantra iray ory, nanana fiainana mendrika tsara iray, tsy nandeha niodikody na nisotro na niloka na nifoka na ny sisa.
But I know, Lord, when death comes stealing up into that hospital room some 20 years ago, there was something lacking in my life.
Fa fantatro tompo rehefa nitsofoka ny sokosoko tao amin'ilay efitry ny hôpitaly ny fahafatesana 20 taona lasa teo izay dia nisy zavatra banga teo amin'ny fiainako.
There I met God, and from that time, Lord, I've tried to serve you. My life has been changed, and everything looks different. I'm so glad that I met you, Lord.
Teo nionako tamin'Andriamanitra ary hatramin'io fotoana io. Hatramin'io fotoana io tompo dia niezaka nanompo anao aho. Efa novaina ny fiainako ary lasa hafa ny zavatra rehetra. Tena faly hafa niona taminao tompo.
And tonight, facing the new year, I'm glad to say that I can face it with the Spirit of the living God in my heart.
Ary zao arivo zao miatrika ny taona vaovao de faly any milaza fa afaka miatrika an'izany amin'ny fanahin'ilay Andriamanitra velona atompoko.
Give us experiences, Lord. Give us of thy goodness and mercy. Forgive us of our sins. And let us live through this coming year, O Lord God, with an experience that we have met you and our lives has been changed.
Omeo fahatsapana izay tompo, omeo anay ny fahatsaranao sy ny famindramponao, mamela anay ny amin'ireo fahotanay, ary avy aloha izay ho velona mandritra ity taona ho avy ity, ô tompo Andriamanitra miaraka amin'ny fahatsapana ray hoe efa nioana taminao izahay ka efa niova ny fiainanay.
Grant it, Lord, forgive us of our shortcomings, place within us your Holy Ghost. Lead us and guide us.
Ekeo izany tompo, mamelanay ny amin'ireo tsirambinay, apetrao ao anatinay ny fanahinao masina, tario izay ary tario lalana.
Father God, here's 1960 facing me, and there's opportunities for a worldwide meeting where it looked like even tens of thousands times thousands and thousands of thousands of raw heathens, of pagans, and so forth might come to you.
Rai Andriamanitra indro ny enimpolo sy sivinjato sy arivo manatrika, ary misy ireo fanararaotra ho an'ny fivoriana manerana an'izao tontolo izay izay toy ny hoe analinaliny sy anarivony sy anarivony amin'ireo mpanompo sampiringiriny mihitsy azy mpanompo sampy sy ny sisa no mety anatona anao.
O Lord God, with your spirit in my heart, I face your altar tonight and face you and say, help me, O God. My heart's a burning with zeal.
Oh, tompo Andriamanitra, miaraka amin'ny fanahinao atompoko dia manatrika ny alitaranao azao arivo izao ary manatrika anao ka manao hoe ampio aho, O Andriamanitra, mirehitra amin'ny hafanampo iray ny foko.
I love you, Lord. I give myself to you in service. Lead me anywhere you want to lead me. Send me anywhere you want to send me, Lord. Just speak and I'll go.
Tiko ianao tompo, atolotro anao ny tenako amin'ny asa. Tario anaizanaiza tianao hitariana. Irao anaizanaiza tianao any raha anahy tompo. Mitenena fotsiny de andeha.
Bless my church. Bless Brother Neville. Bless all the people here, the strangers in our gates and these pastors that'll be speaking time by time on through the evening. I pray God that you'll bless their ministry.
Tayo ny fiangonako, tayo rahalahy Neville. Taio ny olona rehetra eto ireo vahiny ao amin'ny vavadinay, ny pastera rehetra izay resaka isaky ny fotoana mandritry ny ariva, mivavaka Andriamanitra mba hitahinao ny asam-panompony izy ireo.
Bless Brother Neville, bless Brother Junie Jackson, Brother Beeler, all these other ministers. Bless them, Father. Give us a great year in 1960.
Taio rahalahy Neville, taio rahalahy Junie Jackson, rahalahy Beeler, ireo mpitory teny hafa rehetra ireo taio izy ireo ray, omeo taona lehibe iray izay amin'ny enimpolo sy sivinjato sy arivo.
We, Lord, who know that we have met you face to face and know what it means to be born again of your spirit, give us of thy eternal grace to serve you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Zahay tompo izay mahafantatra fefa nioana taminao izay ny fanatrika ka mahafantatra hoe inona ny dikany nateraka indray avy tamin'ny fanahinao, dia omeo anay ny fahasoavanao mandrakizay mba hanomponanao. Amin'ny anaran'i Jesosy no hivavahanay. Amen.
You love him?
Hallelujah.
1960. Don't let it be that I turned a new page. Don't let it be that I tried to start a new life. But let it be that I met God. And from that time on, I had peace that passes understanding. I had joy unspeakable and full of glory. I had a satisfaction.
Tinareo ve izy? Enimpolo sy sivinjato sy arivo. Aza mamelan'izany hoe namadika pejy vaovao ray aho. Aza mamelan'izany hoe miezaka ny hanomboka fiainana vaovao ray aho. Fa aoko izany hoe nioana tamin'Andriamanitra ary hatramin'io fotoana io. Nanomboka tamin'io fotoana io dia nanana fiadanana izay mihoatra ny fahazona. Nanana fifaliana tsy hay lazaina ary feno voninahitra. Nahazo fahafaham-po iray aho.
Even if death should come to me, I'll be in the arms of God minute after my last breath draws. No matter what comes or goes.
Na de utunga wamkwa zan fa fatesa na de we wantandri nandre mantra raim nita wari nivuan fufuna ikfaran. Ti mampanina zay utunga siande.
Let them blow her up Sunday night if they want to. They want to, the bomb will not be through cracking till we'll be in glory with him.
Amen.
There's nothing can harm us. Hallelujah.
Avelao Israel anapokazi amni ala diala rate anapok Israel. Rate anapok Israel de tsirefta maneran lai bomba ratifani mvunata miarakam sik. Amen. Ti misini nina fakandata tsik. Hallelujah.
I'm so glad I met God. I'm so glad I can say from that time, pin it down to that spot. When I met God, something happened to me. I was changed from that minute. I've been changed ever since.
Amen.
Tena falia fanyona tamnandrimant. Tena falia fafakam laza we a tam new ftoniu. Panjuri omnitwera newsan. Refanyona tamnandrimanta denis avatan tanga tamku. Nu vaina a tam new mnitu. Efa nu vaina a tam zan.
I'm so glad to be on this road tonight as a testimony to the glory and the power of God. A little old something out here, and God come down there and give me His grace and save me and heal me and fill me with His Spirit and let me preach His gospel, which is the greatest honor there is in the world.
Tena falia ni omti lananti zawariv zovavun bela raywan vunata snir na remant zavata raskel raytet fanid na remant tani arnan mian faswava sna mudjaka na nasita na arna menua tam fanan. Arna mena iturun filas antaran ze vunata le be indinda ze misietum zot turzo.
From that time until this time, I've never had one regret, but I've been thankful all these days and will be through all eternity that I met God. God bless you.
Amen.
Atam ni uftoni wa atam zo ufton zo de tsinanana nena rai miintia. Fifa nanka sitaka tamre wanretre wari anka sitaka manditin mandrak zaire yet, fanyona tam nanje mant. Ande mant itana reo. Eniari, rala nevan.